We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov and Bevinuchav Zaliyomer Me'ila Perek Emel Mishnah Ches. Kain Sheberosh Ha'ilon Shel Hektish. You have a case where there's a nest. The nest was made by a bird, and the bird took twigs from a chulin tree, a non-hektish tree, but brought them together and made a nest in a hektish tree. So the Mishnah here says, Lo Nehenin, L'chatchil Yikein Ken Hana from this nest, because we're afraid that even though the twigs are chulin, are not hektish, you may confuse them with the branches and the twigs from the hektish tree that it sits upon. But v'lo malin. But if you did get hana from that cane, from that nest, there's no karvasha me'ilos you have to bring. You haven't violated me'ila. Sheba ashera. Let's say you have a case where there's a nest, also from twigs that are chulin, on an ashera tree, a tree that was worshipped as avodah zara. Here the Mishnah says, yatiz bikaneh. Here the Mishnah says, you knock it off with a stick. And if you knock it off, now the nest is on the floor, so now you can get hana from it. Says the Bar Tanura, v'davka yatis, only if you knock it off. Avalo ya'ale al ha'asher, to climb up the asher to get the nest, that you cannot do. Dim ole litol ha'kein, nimsa nanim in ha'asher, because if you climb up the tree to take the nest, so you're getting hana from the asher tree, that the avodah zarah tree are merely climbing. But then he speaks about, what about that? We've been speaking until this point using the nest, the twigs of the nest. What about the eggs and the chicks that are in the cane? If the chicks still need, the eggs still need the mother, then asurim, then those eggs, those chicks would be prohibited. That doesn't matter. Whether it's on a tree of hektash or even the tree of the asherah, where it seems that we're more lenient because we let you knock it off and use it, you can't use the beitzim and the efrochim if in fact they still need their mother. Now, why is it that we're a little bit more lenient when it comes to the asherah tree? We say you can knock it off and then use it. When it came to the cane, we didn't give you the cane on the hektash tree. We didn't give you permission to do so. So the hektash tree, the chachamim say you can't get benefit from it even if you knocked it off, because of the concern you may use it, you may use the tree itself. That's when it comes to hektesh, which people we're concerned people may use and are not as concerned as they are for avodah zarah. People know to keep away from avodah zarah. So the asherah tree, there we don't have to worry. If there's a cane, there's a nest on the asherah tree, as long as you knock it off, you can use it. We're not afraid then you're going to use the branches of the asherah tree. But if you knock off a nest on a hektesh tree, then we're afraid that if you use the nest, you may be using the hektesh tree as well. Hamakdish is achoresh. Here you have a case where someone is makdish a forest to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a lot in a forest. You have the trees, you have the bushes, the branches, whatever's there. Says the Mishnah, Marlin Bekulo. The halacha is that there's me'ila, that you violate me'ila where they get hana from anything there. It would be true when it comes to the wood, the trees, the leaves, even shavings of the wood would be subject to me'ila. Ha'gizbarim she'lachu es ha'etzim. But let's say you have the gizbarim, the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash, and they buy trees from a choresh, from a forest, and they're planning to use the beams for the Beis HaMikdash, and they bought these trees for that purpose. So here we say, Malin ba'etzim, only the trees, we assume, have the violation of Me'ila, but v'ein malim lo ba'shipo v'lo ba'nevia. But the shavings of wood, which we said in the previous case, would be subject to Me'ila, where you waktish the whole forest. Here, the Gizbarim who bought Eitzim, there's no Me'ila regarding the shipoy, the wood shavings that fall off when you smooth out the wood. Velovanavia, and the leaves as well, are not subject to Me'ila. The difference between the two cases is that when, in the previous case, you makdish the whole forest, so everything in the forest is hektesh, and there's Me'ila if you get hana from it. But when it comes to a Gizbar, a treasurer who's buying the wood, so what's he buying it for? When he buys it, he's only buying the part of the trees that he needs for beams. And nothing else is he makdish. So when he buys it, it obviously becomes hektesh, but we don't have to include those items that he doesn't plan on using for the Beis HaMikdash. We begin the fourth perek dala mishnah aleph. We already discussed the difference between kachay hamizbeach, those things that are consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash, for the mizbeach itself that can be brought on the mizbeach, like animals. You have bakar, tzon, which can be, as long as they don't have mumim, and of course we have a gedi, you got a goat, sirizim, seirim, torim, even a yona, etc. So that's all in kachay mizbeach. Then we have kachay betegabais, things, the items that can be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Gold, silver, and wood, any things that can be used for building. So the Mishnah here tells us that Kachay HaMizbeach mitztarfim zeim zeil mi'ila. If you're in the same category, Kachay HaMizbeach, a person derived, the halach is that you don't violate mi'ila unless you derive the minimum of a shave pruta, the value of a pruta hana. So let's say a person only got a half a pruta hana from one item, let's say a carbon ola, and one carbon ola, and another half a pruta from another ola, or from a half a pruta from an ola, half a pruta from a chatas, or two or three of them. So they can be mitztarif together to violate me'ila, because they're in the same category as kachay mizbeach. And not only that, ulechayev aleim lishim pigel noser v'tameh. The same thing would be true that pigel noser v'tameh yechayev only if there's a kazayis. So let's say a person ate a half a kazayis of pigel from a lola, another half a kazayis of pigel from a chatas. So he's going to be chayev kares, or for eating them, because the two, although they're from two different carbonos, they will combine. Same thing is true when it comes to nosar, the Isser knows nosar from two different animals. Temeh, if he eats from two different hefgezais from one animal, hefgezais from another animal, when he's tameh, so they will mitztarf. And kachay beta kabayis mitztarf in zem. The same thing would be true that kachay beta kabayis, the items which a person donates as beta kabayis, gold, silver, wood, etc. So if a person gets hana from different items, they donated their kachay beta kabayis, but a half he gets hana from a half half a puta worth from a piece of wood and half a puta worth from let's say a piece of silver or something like that. So here also, probably silver is probably more than that, but the point is that since this is all in the same category, beta kappa kachay beta kabayis, then mitztarif for the violation of me'ila, then mitztarif together to that one pruta. We don't mention nosar, tamei, and pigul here, because there is no nosar, tamei, and pigul when it comes to kachay beta kabayis, only kachay mizbeach. And then Mishnah concludes, kachay hamizbeach, v'kachay beta kabayis, mitztarfim ze'im ze'el me'ila. So here the Mishnah concludes with a chiddush, something we would not have known. Here, these are two different categories, where we say a person gets a half a pruta worth hana from kachay mizbeach, let's say from a carbonola, and a half a pruta worth hana from a piece of wood of kachay beta kabayis. So those will join together for me'ila. But the reason why this case is different is because it's only me'ila, but not, says the Bar Tanura, v'lolo davar acher, k'tikamaron de kachay beta kabayis, but we can't say that once, if you get hana from, let's say, a half a kazayis of an animal, and then you get benefit from a half a kazayis worth of wood, let's say, that was part of kachay beta kabayis, those do not join together for to say, well, there's going to, or let's say you were tame when you got hana. So you're not going to eat a piece of wood. But it says the point of the Mishnah here is that these two categories, although certainly the categories alone can join together, but even the two categories can join together, kachay mizbeach and kachay beta kabayis, but only regarding me'ila, and obviously not regarding pigel nosar and tameh.